Today's second date update is brought to you by peer pressure. That's right. When you don't even want to go out on a date with somebody, but your friends really want to know why, and they pressure you into doing a second date update,
that's awesome.
A little bit of peer pressure. Kate is on the phone with us. Her email actually said this: "Hey guys, I went out on a date with a guy named Chris. I'm not that interested in getting a date with him, but my friends met him, and they want me to do a second date update with you. So can I do one?" The answer is, of course. It's a lot different than most of the second date updates we do. But Kate, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Oh my God, I just see you telling your friends, fine, I'll do it.
Pretty much.
Okay.
So tell us about the guy that you don't really care about calling today, but your friends do.
His name is Chris, and I mean, he was really nice. There's nothing, you know, terrible about him. We just really did not click whatsoever.
Okay.
So, I don't
so why do your friends want to do a second date update so bad?
Here's the story about how our date went. We met online, but we met up at a bar, and my friends were there for support, as they do. And I don't want to be mean, but he's really super nerdy.
Okay.
And I am not.
Okay.
We had nothing in common. He wanted to talk about, like, sci-fi TV shows he watches and like, weird books he read in college. It's just like nothing that I was interested in.
Did you, when he walked in the door and you saw him for the first time, did you immediately think this is not going to work?
The first time I laid eyes on him, I actually was hoping it wasn't him because I never saw his picture online. So I didn't know what to expect. And
oh, no.
It sounds like you hate this guy.
Yeah.
No, I don't hate him. It just wasn't a good match for us.
Okay.
Why would your friends ever think that you should pursue this then if you are not attracted to this guy whatsoever?
It's like a joke?
Like I said, they were at the bar with me, and they even were going on about how on the date he was so into me. He was buying me all the drinks and trying to, you know, touch my arm and being really flirty with me. And then their curiosity is, you know, going crazy right now because it's, you know, it's been a week and he hasn't reached out to me at all.
So it's,
and I've actually been kind of curious too.
So it's more of, hey, this nerdy guy was super into you and now he's not calling you back. Who does he think he is?
I don't like you, not the other way around.
Yeah. Is that what this is about?
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Oh my, so if we call him and we find out he's just been busy or something and he actually does want to go out with you, are you going to want to go out with him?
No, I absolutely don't want to go on another date with him.
Oh my gosh.
What
do we do then?
I just want to know why he didn't call me back.
So it's just confusing to you why a guy who would be, well, confusing to you and your friends, I guess I should say, why a guy who seems to be totally into you is blowing you off.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Have you tried to get a hold of him at all?
No. Oh, gosh, no.
Yeah, right.
Why would you?
Oh, my God. I feel like you should leave this person alone. You're, like, picking on him at this point.
I already feel bad for it.
Don't feel bad for him. He's the one not calling me back.
Yeah. Who does that? Let me ask you a question. When you meet up with dudes and you go out on dates, do they always get back to you?
I mean, yeah, they do. I mean, I'm a good catch.
Okay.
But maybe, I mean, what if this guy's just not an idiot and it was very clear that you weren't interested in him, so he's not wasting his time on you?
That's not an excuse. He should have taken the chance.
Okay, well, we'll play a song, come back, get this guy on the phone, and find out why in the world he wouldn't be calling you back.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, hang on.